And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 27th of January, 2014. It's Mozart's birthday. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born Salzburg in 1756, who composed more than 600 works in his lifetime, died suddenly at the age of 35. His death certificate read only fever and rash. There was no evidence of foul play. There were many rumors about his death because he had been very productive and was in good health in the months leading up to it. But 2 days after his last public performance, he came down quite suddenly with a high fever, headache, pain, and vomiting. And 2 weeks later, he suffered a seizure, fell into a coma, and died. He himself started the rumor that he was poisoned. After he took sick, he told his wife, "My end will not be long in coming, for sure someone has poisoned me." There were rumors about his rival Salieri, the composer, but he really had no reason to poison Mozart. They were rivals, but they were also friends, and Salieri had a far superior position and income to Mozart's at the time. A few years ago, there was a paper published in the Annals of Internal Medicine speculating that he was brought down by a common streptococcal infection, strep throat, which caused his kidneys to fail. For whatever reason, he died on December the 5th, 1791, at the age of 35, and was buried in a communal plot, which was common practice in Vienna at that time. Members of the aristocracy received individual burials, as we think of them today, but other people were sewn naked into a linen sack and put into a pit with four or five other bodies, quicklime sprinkled over the corpses to speed up their decomposition. And after about 7 years, the remains were exhumed and dispersed so that the grave could be used again. It was on this day, 1302, the Italian poet Dante Alighieri was exiled from Florence for his political sympathies. He was a leading supporter of the White Guelph Party, which was opposed to extreme papal power. And when the Black Guelph Party seized power in Florence, they immediately expelled Dante from the city. He spent the next 2 decades wandering from place to place in northern Italy, estranged from his wife and children. His only consolation was his writing. He wrote his great work, The Divine Comedy, about a journey through hell, purgatory, and paradise. And it's the birthday of Charles Lutwidge Dodgson, Lewis Carroll, born in Cheshire, England, 1832. When he was 30 years old, he took a little boat trip on a pond with 3 young girls and told them the story that became Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Here's a poem for today by Leonard Nathan, Out on the Flats. Out on the flats, a heron, still as a hieroglyph, carved on the soft gray face of morning. You asked, when I seemed far away, what it meant, but were gone when I turned to you with an answer. Nothing mysterious. Hunger, a taste for salt, tides, distance, and a gift of flight. A poem by Leonard Nathan, Out on the Flats, from his collection Restarting the World, published by Orchises Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.